Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of This Black Girl Podcast. I am your host, Ola.Miss.Lola, without the H. And I'm joined here by the lovely Dr. Tanya Nichols. Hi, welcome for joining me this week.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, Lola.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I know we've had like back and forth and reschedules and all of this craziness, but I'm glad that you and I were able to really sit down and connect today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And so for my audience who do not know who you are, I would love for you to introduce yourself.
Okay. Well, hello, everyone. I am Dr. Tanya Nichols. I am a licensed clinical psychologist, and I am based here in the DMV, which is the DC, Maryland, Virginia area. And I work as a pediatric psychologist doing trauma work with kids and families. Yes.
And so what brought you on that, I guess, that journey or that path to where you are now as a psychologist?
You know, I've always had a heart for people, their soul, what's on the inside. I don't do the medical trauma. I didn't go into medicine because that's just seeing people physically suffering is already enough when we deal with emotional suffering. But I've always had a heart for people, what's going on the inside. And when I was a teenager, I was like, I know what I want to be. I just always had so much compassion, was always helping my peers, pseudo counseling them and mentoring them. And, you know, and so it kind of clicked in high school, my freshman year. I know what I want to do. I want to be a psychologist. And then I was on that journey to become a psychologist. And now thankfully, thank God I have made it, you know, through all the schooling.
I was going to say, like, first of all, huge kudos, because growing up, one of those, like, I guess, initial careers, I was like, oh, I'd love to be a psychologist. I'd love to like work through and help people. And I'm going to be very honest, seeing the amount of time and schooling. Oh, I'm not going to lie. It deterred me. Definitely deterred me. It's a lot. It's a long time. Mm-hmm. And I guess that desire to help people was really your driving force to persist and keep pursuing this career.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like this is what I'm put on this earth to do. So
I love it.
Determined to do it by God's grace.
And what prompted you to focus specifically with like children and with trauma?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I've lived in a lot of places that have, let me back up. One of the things that I've noticed being in graduate school and working with children and families and young adults, just started noticing that like a lot of people are dealing with some kind of traumatic thing that's happened, whether it's one specific event or whether it's like a number of things that have happened throughout their childhood or throughout their young adulthood. And I started realizing that, wow, you know, people are trying to adapt the best they can to a very difficult situation, or maybe they're in a good situation, but they still have the old ways of adapting that's not really helpful for them, you know, in the context that they're in now. And I realized, like, I really want to work on the trauma. And so that kind of really, that's how my interest in trauma came about. And and now I'm still doing it.
I love it. My question to you is, just because I find myself now as an adult actively seeking representation in medical fields of professionals who look like myself. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to ask, like, have you been able to really witness the impact of, as like a Black woman in the mental health space, being able to like help other people that look like us?
Yeah, I have noticed that. One of the things that I've noticed is, you know, just the rapport building. It seems like it's just easier for the families to connect with you. You have that cultural similarity, a racial background or cultural background. And I just noticed that, like, it just seems like it's just like a glove, a hand in a glove, you know, the way that the kids open up, the way that the families open up. I've also had children and really teenagers tell me that some of the cultural and racial related things that they've shared with me, that they felt more comfortable telling me about it because I look like them. And I actually had a client once talk about not talking about those things with a therapist that didn't look like them. Right. And so, you know, it does make a difference. I think there's a comfort. There's a feeling like this person may get me in ways that the other person may not get me, you know, someone who doesn't look like me. And so, you know, it's been a positive impact. I mean, you know, there's challenges. You always got to establish a connection with a client regardless. You really have to connect with your patients. And people have to want it. They have to be ready for therapy too. So, you know, if they're not ready, it doesn't matter what you look like. It's going to be a challenge, you know.
That's very fair. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So I know you've also decided to develop and curate the platform Black Girl Wellness. Now, I wanted to know a lot more about like the brand and its purpose and its mission.
Mm-hmm. So the purpose of Black Girl Wellness, it really came out of during that time where the pandemic hit. 2020, we were in quarantine, and I'm on a number of different group messaging platforms, and people were asking about different resources, services. And every time they asked about things, usually it's things related to the wellness space. And they wanted specifically to know of a Black brand, whether it was a Black counselor, therapist, a resource, like a journal or whatever. And I was thinking, like, wow, I'm responding to these people. I'm helping them find, you know, these resources. What if this was streamlined? What if there was a hub, you know, where people, you're looking for a, let's say, something related to your well-being, financial wellness. So I have these four pillars, and I'll get into the mission in a minute, but, or your career wellness. You know, I started thinking about what I see in therapy. One of the things that I see in therapy, you know, you hear about things related to people's job stressors, financial stressors, and, of course, mental health, you know, stressors. You know, I started thinking like, we need to centralize those resources because therapists can say, hey, you know, maybe you don't know that your client is struggling to get a job because their resume or their cover letter is not well done, but that's what they need. But they're coming to you saying, I can't find a job. Right. What if therapists could say, you know what, find a career coach, and you can find one on Black Girl Wellness, you know? So that kind of led me, I wanted to really come up with this brand. I thought about the pillars of wellness that are typically not accessible for people. I feel like, you know, so think about the areas where people don't know how to find, like in the platform, like the group messaging platform, people be like, do anybody know of a Black owned journal company, you know, a Black owned, you know, candle. I mean, all these different things. And it's like, wait, let's streamline this so that we're, you know, we know how to find these resources, and we can support one another in an entrepreneurial kind of way. And so, because people are doing these different things, and, you know, and they're side hustle or main hustle, and, you know, and some of it is not in Target yet. It's not in Macy's yet, right? But it's out there. And so we can help that person where they are before they get that seed funding and it goes viral and they have all these investors, and help them, you know, and then you helping yourself because you're getting that journal, or you got to support someone who's Black, who's a female, who's a woman of color, who made this journal, who made this candle, you know, or who you need a career coach, and you realize you know, you never use a cover letter, but like people want to know, how do you put your thoughts together? Can you put your thoughts together in a way that's coherent? Can you tell us why you want this job? And maybe just like you feel like you're just not a good writer, but there's someone who can help you if you find a career coach, you know? And so I really wanted to think about those areas that are not really accessible. And so that's how I came up with the four pillars. So you have mental wellness, you have career wellness, you have physical wellness, and then you have financial wellness. So, and that's another thing that comes up in therapy, people's financial problems, people's career or professional related problems, people's physical problems, and then of course, people's mental health issues. So how can we provide people with resources so that it supports their wellness?
As a whole, that's perfect. I love that. Now, okay, so my question is about the brand. Is it limited to the DMV area, or is it like nationwide? Is it like North American wide? Or is there, is it like still growing with those plans or expectations for reach?
The plan is, I'm now in the DMV area. So the plan is for this to be a global thing, so that wherever you are, if you're on a vacation and you're like, you know what, I want to get a massage, but I want to support a sister, you know, I want to support a sister. So you're like, okay, I'm in Houston. Let me go on Blacker Wellness and find a massage therapist. And then you find one there, you know? So the goal is for it to be a subscription-based membership. So the wellness providers, that they get a membership, they get a, you know, monthly membership, and then that's how you get listed in the Black Girl Wellness directory.
Okay, so from two ends, if you are an entrepreneur who, you know, falls under the category of the wellness community and different, like obviously under those different pillars, and if you I guess are a Black woman or person of color, you can apply to be listed under this directory. And then obviously the benefit for the end user is we can go and visit this directory whenever we want and get access. I can put in, for example, Toronto massage, and then I get a list of all the beautiful Black women that provide those services.
Exactly.
I love it. It makes me so excited. And so how has, I guess, the reception been so far?
Okay, so the reception has been pretty good so far. I did get a lot of interest. Right now, I am working on a promo. So I'm going to be kind of launching that, working out some tech issues right now, but so that I can provide the promo and then kind of keep building from there.
Perfect. I love it. Yeah. And so for anybody right now, if they wanted to go on the website, is the website available, or is it still being worked out, little kinks and twists, or is it at a point where it's live yet?
Yeah, the website is live. The website is blackgirlwellness.co. So
blackgirlwellness.com, not .ca, .co.
.co.
Perfect. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And then obviously you have an Instagram page where you continue to, I guess, push and promote the brand. And where could they follow you on Instagram?
So Instagram is blackgirlwellness.co.
Okay. There you go. Very, very consistent. Streamlined, of course.
Yes. Twitter didn't give you know, a certain long number of characters. You know how quick Twitter is. So it's just at Black Girl Well.
Okay, that was like us. It was this Black Girl P. Okay, I get it. No, that's perfect. I guess, so without feeling like maybe we're put, my question to you is, what has been one of the more unexpected and or favorite services you've come across, or somebody you may have known have come across while using Black Girl Wellness?
Okay. Can you repeat the question? Because you cut out a little bit.
Oh, so sorry. What has been your either favorite and or unexpected find listed or, Girl Wellness.
Okay. I would say,
doesn't have to be you, it could be somebody else.
Okay. Just coming across a lot of different brands that fall in the category. You know, it's funny. I like candles, But I actually like them for more decorative purposes. Like, I don't really light them. I have to like remind myself to light the candle, you know? But I like I'm really into the like the look of a candle. And so you know, I've come across a lot of different candle companies. I've come across journal brands, you know, that are creating, you know, space for Black women to just write, or gratitude journal or reflection journals. You know, also the financial piece, individuals in the financial space that are can provide, especially for entrepreneurs, the accounting that entrepreneurs need. You need a good accountant. And so that's been nice to connect with. I don't want to talk about any particular brands because I don't want to seem like I'm promoting a certain brand, but
that's fair.
But yeah. But also just seeing that I was really thoughtful about the four pillars. And there's a, to me, there is a need to kind of consolidate and at least to have the resources in a centralized location so that people can be found. And so there are a number of people in the career space. And so I think that is a really good way to access people too, especially if you want to contact somebody locally. So if you think about, you know, there's a lot of people are doing virtual services, but if you want to specifically work with someone in your town, because maybe you have the option of, okay, I want to meet them, right? So you're like, okay, I'm supporting one of my own here in Toronto. I'm supporting this entrepreneur and they're supporting me because they're providing me with the wellness need that I have.
I like that, because even with the concept of wellness, like when I was first introduced to your brand, my head obviously went to, you know, mental health, first and foremost, but like physical health, you know, meditation, yoga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry. you know, yoga. Mm-hmm. All of that kind of typical wellness things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. So when you said stuff like careers and financial wellness, mm-hmm. So sorry. It definitely took me by surprise that like my brain just went like, oh, I didn't even think of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is definitely mm-hmm. something to definitely kind of factor in, like career wellness, mm-hmm. such as like you said, career coaching, resume building. I'm assuming, you know, interview prep would fall under that kind of category as well.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, like a financial accountant, maybe a financial coach mm-hmm. or an advisor of some sort that would teach you certain financial tools. Those are definitely, I would say, overlooked pillars of wellness. Mm-hmm. And I guess what prompted you to include that as part of your four pillars?
Yeah, I was really thinking about the kinds of things that people talk about in therapy, the kinds of things that cause oftentimes stressors for people. People talk about the mental health in general, but a lot of times the mental health is related to what's happening with their physical health, what's happening related to their jobs or professions, and also what's going on with their finances. You know, and I thought about, you know, how often are people utilizing professionals or resources within those four areas? Mental health has gotten less taboo and less stigmatized, but the other areas, you know, are people going to get the yoga? Do that deep breathing is so important for your body to relax your body, bring your blood pressure down. I mean, there's so many, you know, that, you know, can do Afrobeats yoga. I mean, there's so many different things, you know, spin, cycle, whatever. And so sometimes people don't know about the gym or the person that can, the trainer who can come to your house and do some, you know, training with you. So to me, I was really thoughtful thinking about the areas that are not as accessible for people that, but that I see as a mental health provider that I see deeply connected to their mental health. The stressors that are often talked about are related to those areas.
Very fair. Okay. That obviously makes a lot of sense. And I appreciate having somebody who's in the field such as yourself be able to just kind of identify that, like, hey, there's a bunch of intersecting issues that are bringing people to me. So, like, let's make a resource to connect them with solutions. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, people can come to your office, sit down, have a session, talk with you until they're blue in the face. Mm-hmm. But unless they're equipped with the tools or the things that they need to, like, take it out and practice it in the world, mm-hmm. I don't want to say it's a wasted effort, because I do think opening up is definitely a strong first step. Mm-hmm. And I'm a very firm believer in therapy. And I try to encourage a lot of people to, you know, just explore it.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate that you've really been, like, collecting and curating this resource to make it available for essentially, like, anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that, you know, I think as I continue to get the word out, you know, my hope is that more and more entrepreneurs who fall within the four pillars will want to be a part of the directory, you know?
For sure. My question is, do you think that there may ever be an opportunity or maybe a need to expand those four pillars? I have no clue at this point, like, for what? Or possibly what, but do you see that maybe that being an opportunity?
Not right now. I don't think that, I really can't think of another pillar. Oh, I think I also have like a shop wellness. So that's where you get into the things that are related to wellness, right? That, like, the journals and the candles and the other things that people make that kind of or related to one's wellness, you know, maybe the teas and the, you know, coffee and, you know, so that is like another pillar that I have.
Yeah, it's like a, I guess, like a supporting feature, because, mm-hmm. you know, they can meet the financial coach, but then they can go on shop, you know, shop Black Girl Wellness and buy the matching financial tracker or budget tracker journal that helps them keep track of their notes that they're learning from this resource.
Mm-hmm. So, or they can find the person who actually creates that planner, and then, oh, okay, you want a planner. And so you go, okay, let me go to Shop Wellness. Let me try to find someone who's created a planner. And then you click on that, and then you go to their website. You know?
Oh, okay. So it connects them directly with that resource.
Right. Right.
Okay. And is there ever going to maybe, I know, cause this was created in the pandemic, mm-hmm. but is there ever going to be a future plan for maybe, a Black Girl Wellness kind of, like, pop-up situation or meetup where people can come, like, open to the public, and that people can come and meet some of these entrepreneurs or some of these resources in person?
I think so. I think that's a great idea. You know, that's one thing I was thinking about, like, you know, going to a pop-up shop, being able to connect with the different entrepreneurs. A lot of times you have people who are making, who are artisans, who are making hand goods and things like that. And so I can kind of let them know. And actually I've been to one prior to moving here in the DMV. I had gone to a pop-up shop where I lived previously, and I gave out my business card and, you know, and kind of told them about it, and that this is an opportunity for you to kind of put your resource in a space where it can be findable, you know, accessible.
That's perfect. Okay. So let's say, for example, I'm a small business owner. I'm not necessarily in the wellness space, but if I was, how would be, I guess, what would be the best way to go about connecting with you or connecting with the brand to be listed on your directory or to be more involved with you?
Yes. So people can contact me on the website. There's a way to contact me that way via Instagram at blackgirlwellness.co. Also, yeah, those are the main website, blackgirlwellness.co, or Instagram, blackgirlwellness.co. Those are the best ways right now. Yeah, that's the best way to get in touch with me about how to be, you know, listed. And to, there's going to be a freebie for about 6 month free subscription. And then after that, a monthly subscription.
Okay. So the best way to contact you is online or through Instagram, and that there's a promotion right now that with 6 months free. And then after that, it's a paid subscription to be listed.
Mm-hmm. And I also have an email. It's info@blackgirlwellness.co.
Perfect.
Okay. So that's really great. Like that really is really easy to get to me that way, because that comes straight to my phone and I can I can answer that really quickly. So yeah.
Okay, that's fair. I guess my final question before we kind of like wrap it up then is, you know, being a psychologist, having appointments, and just being so busy, plus having this directory and this resource now that's growing and building, I guess my question to you is, how do you find the balance to manage everything? I want to say, I personally believe very successfully, but obviously there's trials and tribulations. I don't see always what's behind the veil, but what would be your advice to other entrepreneurs and other people that are trying to, you know, have that day job and that, you know, other stream of income and grow their business and or their brand?
You know, I really believe in integrating wellness into your life. I think that balance is a myth. I think that, you know, we are people who work really hard. You know, human beings are always so busy. Is when I think of balance, it makes me think of 50-50. And I think that like, that's just kind of not realistic, that like, I'm going to spend 50% of my time doing wellness things. And while I'm doing these other 50%, my responsibilities. What I believe is integrating wellness into your life, because by integrating wellness into your life, then that thing can have a qualitatively like huge impact on your overall well-being. Even if you spent the majority of your day working, but you spent 15 minutes journaling, you spent 15 minutes going on a walk, you spent 15 minutes reading something that you enjoy reading, it added a positive impact to your well-being for that day, maybe for that week. And so to me, it's about integrating it, no matter how big, no matter how small. And that's what I would say, you know, is important. You know, ask yourself, what have you done for yourself, you know, lately, you know, for a given day? What have I done for myself today, you know, for my well-being? And it doesn't have to be a lofty thing. It could just be disconnecting and, you know, being mindful, making a favorite food item, whatever. So that's what I would say. And then in terms of the entrepreneurship, you know, it takes time. It takes time. I do have a day job, which I absolutely love. And so for me, I want to be good at my craft. I want to be, you know, continue to, I'm big on professional development. And so I'm reading, I'm studying, reading, you know, always learning, always, you know, wanting to do trainings and educate myself. So that's what I'm doing. And so, yeah, the business is kind of, is something that I work on, at my own pace.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm being strategic. Like, you know, I have an intern that helps me. I have, I think about what my next steps, I consult with people in my life who can support me around it. So like with the tech issue that I mentioned, I have a family member who's in the tech space. So they're helping me sort that out. I'm also, you know, thinking about ways to, you know, get the brand out there in the DMV, now that I'm here in the DMV. So I think, you know, being strategic, pacing yourself. I am not one to, I think that I find that people who are full-time entrepreneurs spend more time online, you know, kind of with promoting themselves. And it makes sense because they have more time to do that. That's not where my time is, you know, and I am like, okay, I need to get these, like, the foundation established, right? Well, I'm getting ready to launch this promo. So I want the foundation of those kind of glitches, you know, those issues to be sorted out. Then I can launch that. And then I can leverage the social media to kind of connect with people that way.
Perfect. Okay. So you're essentially saying the best way, I guess, to just balance and juggle anything in life is to obviously integrate wellness, to, you know, have those moments, those little pockets of self-care, and not to focus too much on balancing 50-50, but to just kind of go with the flow. Mm-hmm. And that obviously having a support system of people who are around you, willing and interested in helping, to kind of leverage that to just help you with ambitions, things in life, whether that is to have, like, you know, another big flourishing successful business, or just, you know, balancing day-to-day responsibilities and perhaps a family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that you have to prioritize, you know, where you're going to put all your energy. And so as long as you continue from an entrepreneurial standpoint, as long as you continue to chip away at what you're working on, I think that that's really important. Like every week I try to find, I'm working on Black Girl Wellness. That, like you said, there's things behind the scenes. So I'm always working on Black Girl Wellness in some kind of way. I'm thinking about the brand. I'm thinking about how to reach some of my current goals. I'm also thinking about how to expand it. So that is, you know, as long as you're chipping away, because brands don't, you know, prosper overnight. And, but as long as you make, you put feet on your passion, you put feet on your, on this dimension of what you're interested in, and you know, with time, and it'll come together. That's, I really believe that.
Perfect. Okay. Well, thank you so much for connecting with me. Yeah. I really, really, really appreciate it. And before I let you go, I would love for you to share again where everybody can connect with either yourself as a professional or with the brand as a whole.
Okay. So with the brand as a whole, Black Girl Wellness, the website is blackgirlwellness.co. And then I'm also on Instagram, blackgirlwellness.co. That's my account, the name of the account. Also on Facebook, I prefer Instagram. If you wanted to choose between those two. But then if you have a direct question, you can actually email me at info@blackgirlwellness.co. I am licensed here in Maryland. So if someone is interested in therapy, they could reach out to me that way too. Same email, and maybe we can figure out how to get, you know, someone services, or, you know, figure out what they need. And I also do some personal coaching. So that's something that I can do as well across state, regardless of the jurisdiction that one is in. So I have a couple coaching.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I have a couple coaching clients that I have. Yeah, so personal coaching, awesome. People trying to meet goals, that kind of thing. I can do that.
Amazing. Okay. Well, thank you again so much for joining me. I want you to reclaim your time. So I am going to let you go. And again, thanks for connecting with me. Thank you for connecting with the audience. Again, please support this wonderful business, blackgirlwellness.co, not .com, not .ca. Don't get it twisted, please. Mm-hmm. And thank you. And thank you for joining me for another episode. I am your host, Lola, aka Ola.Miss.Lola without the H. Mm-hmm. And we will see you next week.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Lola.